This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We are obviously getting into training camp mode here, and I think it's been really interesting. And this goes back to something I said about a month ago, and it's not to reframe the first six games of the season. But every time I hear people talk about the first six games, you would act like you're playing like the 85 Bears 1 week, you know, the 81 49ers, the 2000 Ravens the next week.
Yeah.
And while it is certainly the six toughest games of the season in a row.
I've admitted, by the way, I think I am guilty in all of this. I think I was one of the first, you can say I was one of the first people to really highlight the six games and kind of really go into how just incredibly hard it is, and then no one else reined me back at all.
Yeah. No, they only built upon it.
We only continue to go with it.
And I think we've gotten to a point where it's like, guys, to me, the first six games about, are the Browns ready? And if they're ready to surprise, if Camp Cupcake is dead and Kevin's ready to do this thing in a different way, if they are ready, they're going to hit the ground running early, because you'd rather get those six teams early, where where everybody's a work in progress, nobody quite knows who they are yet. You'd sure as hell rather start the season with those six games than end the season, regular season, with those six games.
Well, so that's what I thought was interesting. You know, Spencer and Daryl this morning kind of went down that pathway of like, is it a better thing to take on these really hard teams early? Because historically, if you look at the Bengals, I mean, how many times have I ripped Zach Taylor? We both collectively have ripped Zach Taylor doesn't know what he's doing for the first like 4 weeks of the season every year.
It's arguable that he ever really knows what he's doing.
He runs the ball. And then it takes him 4 weeks to realize he's got Joe Burrow on the team and you don't need to run the ball for the first 4 weeks. Every single year he does this. Maybe this will be the year that he doesn't do that. I'm not sure. Ravens off to a slow start last year, all these other things, but you can't rewrite the idea that it's still Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, into Jordan Love, into the Lions who won 14 games last year, the Vikings who won 14 games last year, and then into the Steelers.
No. Listen, there is a degree of difficulty, and if we also factor in the fact that defense is already ahead of offense, you got some good defenses there. You also have Cincinnati, but you've got some good defenses there. But I continue to come back to, like, if the Browns nail the quarterback decision, they actually get it right, you're going to have a chance early in the season in a way that with that same quarterback room across 18 weeks of tape, I don't know you would if it started in week 12.
Well, you said if they get it right. I mean, if they get it right, then we're talking differently for a lot of aspects of this season.
Well, but so I guess my bigger point here is that I think the first six games and whether the Browns are going to be competitive in that stretch and whether ultimately they're going to go 2-4, which I think is still a stretch, or 3-3 or better, I think it's more about the Browns. Like, you can't really control where the Ravens are, where the Steelers are, where the Bengals are, or any of the great teams you face. But if you're a good team, you're going to, the best part about the NFL is the parity. The good teams, especially early in the season, I don't want to say it's luck based, but you have a better chance to beat those teams early in the season. I just continue to come back to, like, I look at this and go, if you're 1-5 through that stretch, you really screwed up.
Oh, you see, I look at 1-5 almost as the expectation. I don't look at it as if you're 1-5, you really screwed up. I look at it, 1-5 is what I'm thinking, and then I'm wondering. I'm like, well, what was the one win? Like, that's the hard part we have. Like, we talked about the Vegas over-unders before, and whether it was 4.5 or 5.5, when we first started talking, it was 5.5, and I said 6. And I think the right challenge back to me in that moment is, well, all right, give me the wins then. Mm-hmm. Give me where you get 6. And looking at it, it's incredibly hard to find the wins. Well, give me in those 6 games. I know you just said 1-5. Like, even give me the one win. What's the team?
Bengals.
Is it week one, you snipe them off?
Yeah, I think so. You've done it before, by the way, when they were a better team throughout the course of a season. I would also say I think the Steelers are going to be gettable early.
I mean, Myles Garrett held Joe Burrow. I watched it with my own two eyes in person to, what, it was 89 total yards that one game.
And I just look at this and I'm like, well, okay, if your defense, and I think, listen, I think the offensive line can be good, but I don't know it can be good. I know this defense can be really, really good, right? Because to me that...
Well, two years ago, it was the best defense in the NFL.
Well, but with the offensive line, it's just about health and age. Whereas, like, the defense, they're still young. You've got a bunch of young bucks in their prime. I think they're deep, and maybe deeper than they were even when they were the best defense in the NFL 2 years ago. So that's going to give you a chance in those games.
Okay, but as part of this conversation, because you mentioned health there, and I think it's a good point, like, within the offensive line specifically, I think it can be a decent offensive line. The worry I have is that it's not going to be healthy by week 8 or week 9, because that's what we've seen with them in the previous 3 years. Mm-hmm. It's a good on-paper offensive line, but then it just folds because there's just a million injuries, and then they can't keep up, and then it's just not the same thing. So, like, for the first few weeks of the season, you should, in theory, be playing at your biggest strength.
Yeah, and I think that's another thing. Like, if... these are so many ifs.
I'm still scared, though, by the way.
Actually,
I need to make this money. I'm still scared of the first 6
and
weeks.
Nathan said yesterday, I asked him, like, what was the best move of the offseason? He talked about the Bloom Diddler, Mike Bloomgren.
That's not what we call him. Do you call him that?
It's a fun nickname. It's like, you know, it's like trying to, like, assign a character to him so we know Coach Bloomgren just a little bit better.
Yeah, I think
he'd love being the Bloom
Diddler.
Any
nickname that ends with Diddler probably isn't a great nickname for... If it was me accepting a nickname, probably want to swerve away from Diddler.
Okay. I guess I can see your point.
Yeah, that Wilson diddler just doesn't really roll very well.
Is that what we call Vanessa? Because she diddles?
No. Oh, jeez.
Tiger almost got out of the cage.
You can pick up flowers
that
on the way home, I think.
Ill-advised.
I don't know. But you went for your mom yesterday. You went your wife today.
Tomorrow,
are kids on the table tomorrow?
Tomorrow, kids. It is your night in the desert tomorrow where you grow up real quick. well played by you. However, no, I mean, I think, listen, I really do think just by going back to the scheme that everybody on this offensive line actually fits, I think that's going to be half the battle. So I'm not here to tell you that I think they'll go better than 1-5, but do I think it's more of a possibility? Yeah, listen, their only chance this year to be more successful than we thought is to make hay early. It does not really matter who's on the schedule. If you want to be more than a 3-win team, which is what I think you are, or at best maybe a 5-win team, you need to be better in those early moments. And I think they know, because here's the thing, I think you got a lot of veterans on that team. I think they know the slippery slope of what this year is. It's not last year where you're going to languish for a while and then you just kind of never figure it out and that's okay. There will, if you get 6 games, 7 games, 8 games in the season, and you're 1-7 or 2-6, there will be changes, and there will be immediate changes, and I think that aids to the sense of urgency that I don't think the Steelers are going to have, because Mike Tomlin always plays the long game.
The problem I have here, though, is 4 out of the first 5 games are against teams that I believe disappointed, really good teams last year in their own respects, or really good players in their own respects, that disappointed for one reason or another. This has been 2 straight years of Joe Burrow letting, or really the team letting Joe Burrow down, but he's going to come back hungrier than ever because he missed the playoffs last year. The Packers with Jordan Love ended on a disappointment last season. The Lions ended their season on a disappointment when they had Super Bowl expectations. And then even the Vikings, J.J. McCarthy's got a lot to prove. That's a 14-win team he inherited that he's got right out of the gate, rookie season for him, week 5. Like, I think there's a lot of real There's a lot of real hungry teams here that are trying to prove that last year they had high expectations and they let their people and their fan base down, that they're going to be ready to come out of the gate firing.
Any of them getting fired if they go 1-5?
No, Zach Taylor's not getting fired if he goes 1-5.
Nobody on that is.
But it doesn't mean they don't have an urgency.
Yeah, but I think there's the natural urgency that any team feels and the natural motivation that happens. And then there's your you-know-whats or this close to the
bandsaw. I think Joe Burrow's pissed off that people like yourself put him outside of the top four quarterback tiers.
Yeah, okay.
I think he's got a lot to prove this year.
Well, yeah, but how much does that transfer to early when all it is, okay, do we have to make Joe the offensive coordinator again 8 games in the season if we're 3-5?
I mean, I think Dan Campbell, with Jared Goff in Detroit is trying to prove that they lost an offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator. They lost their starting center and their best guard on the offensive line, and they got to showcase that they are the same team that were last year, which, by the way, the team that really massively disappointed the fan base.
Yeah, those are the teams that are a little frustrated that they ate fast food last night instead of a 5-star meal. The Browns have gone hungry. That's we're talking about you're full, but you wish you would have eaten something else, to you're famished, and this thing's going to expire if you don't put nutrients into your body.
I just think it's different. Like the Ravens, for instance, the Ravens got off to a slow start last year. It wouldn't shock me if they got off to a slow start this year. They're playing for the playoffs, and that's their reality. But I think the other teams we talked about here, I think they have a lot of reasons to be hungry.
No, they have a lot of reasons. They don't have the reasons the Browns have. The Browns have, like...
You can be as hungry as you want. If you don't have any cash in your pocket, it's not going to matter.
Well, but I think my point is... but at the same point, There should be more sense of urgency for the Browns than almost anybody in the NFL because, you like Coach Kevin? Okay, you better win for him. Hey, Joel, would you like to play all 17 games of your last season potentially in the NFL? Yep, you better produce early.
I really think
this is going to end up being two seasons where the first half, hey, we tried to win, and then at some point you pivot, and then it's like, Joe, we love you, respect you. We got to find out what Zach Zinter has at left guard. And by the way, extrapolate that on the entire roster.
So, I just think there's a talent deficiency between these two, between the teams I'm talking about and the Browns. I get your point, though. I do think the Browns will have as much incentive to basically throw everything in the kitchen sink out there as early as they possibly can.
I mean, think about it.
I'm talking trick plays. I'm talking everything under the sun.
Cleveland radio, in general, Cleveland media, is pretty fair and pretty tame in how we go after this team. They don't feel like it is, but we are pretty tame. Most years, since Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry have been here, it's been, this is the playoffs, we're going to the championship. All year, I've been saying, guys, this is a transition year, this is a 3-5 win team. And I'm not alone. And here's the thing. This is going to change because there's always the training camp colored glasses that we all put on.
Yeah.
There will be people who say, I think it can be 8-9 or 9-10.
And we started. The past couple of weeks, all sorts of people were trying to get optimistic.
Way, a fair amount of those people are really thinking 7-10. This is true. It's like telling your partner how many people you've been with. A fair amount of people just inflate those numbers out of insecurity or out of want to be cooler than they really are. We told the truth. We're an honest man here. Now, that being said, getting back to the idea, if you say 9 wins for the Browns this year, I think you probably mean 7 wins. Now, in fairness, I'm saying 3-5 wins. I really mean 3 wins, but I'll give you a couple more just because it's really hard to lose 14 games in an NFL season.
It's really hard to lose 14 games in an NFL season.
If you're trying to win.
Well, and that's where I'd open it up, where people are like, oh, how do you get wins in the first 6 weeks of the season? Like, there's going to be surprises, and there's going to be teams that just flat out don't show up in certain ways. But on the face of it, I think it looks like a real arduous task when you got Joe Burrow into Lamar, into Jordan Love, into Jared Goff.
That was my Wu-Tang name, arduous task. 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. We got Brandon Thorne of Trench Warfare. We'll talk about the O-line and switching back to Mike Bloomgren's system, what that means for the Browns. John Fanta, Cleveland's own at 4. We'll see if maybe he's flip-flopped on his own expectations. And then Albert Breer at 5:20. We'll get the latest on the Quinshon Judkins situation, his outlook on the Browns this year. When is the pivot point in the season? And then we'll get into all the big storylines. J.C. Treader's resignation from the NFL Players Association. Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals. Micah Parsons in the Cowboys. Jerry Jones' big fat mouth. But As we continue on, are we overrating the first six games of the season? To me, this is about the Browns. It's not about the other teams, and the NFL is pushing its limits. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We have word that at 76, Ozzy Osbourne has passed away. And one, big Sabbath fan, big Ozzy fan over here. Even his last album, I thought, for a dude that was in his 70s with major health issues, I thought there was some awesome stuff on there. Like, was highly productive with good music till the end. But really, I mean, if you want to talk about... I never thought Ozzy was going to live to 76 with all the things that happened. It feels like somewhat of a miracle that the man lived to 76 in the first place.
That's what I was thinking about, because I like the Osbournes. You ever watch the show? I thought that show was great. And it's not that I was like a big fan of their music or anything like that. It was just, it was on MTV at the time, and I watched basically, I liked what MTV was doing at that point in my life, okay? That period, that time. And so I loved
all
the show.
All downhill after that.
Well, and so I loved the show. And
for
I loved
MTV, not Ozzy.
Yeah, for sure. And I loved watching the show, and I loved watching, I watched every episode, I feel like, and... like even then, that was 20 years ago, and he seemed like he was having a hard go of it.
Remember,
and half the show was Sharon and Kelly just making fun of him.
He had like the ATV accident that almost took him, that busted his neck up. Obviously, he had a myriad of substance issues that almost took him multiple times. I want to say he was sober the last 10 years of his life, and it mostly sober for most of the last 25 years of his life. But, like, it's interesting. He was in Little Nicky. I remember that being a big to-do. He's been in a couple movies like that. You mentioned the Osbournes. I remember he was in one of the metal documentaries. I think it was the first one, The Decline of Western Civilization. Hmm. And that was when Ozzy was still very much not of our universe, where he was still out, smacked out of his gourd. The Malcolm Jamal Warner thing hit me yesterday. Because he was 54, and I kind of felt like we were getting close to like that late stage comeback where that dude just gets another opportunity to show how talented he was.
I mean, every death is tragic in their own way, but his was, I mean, an accidental drowning on a vacation, and that's awful.
Now, you know, my overall take is, though, like once you hit 80, it is to be celebrated that you survived for 80 years, because you have to evolve physically and mentally and spiritually so many ways to reach, especially once our generation hits that age. 76, though, I think I'm shooing Ozzy in of like, I've obviously you have to feel bad for his family who loses such a huge part of what makes them the Osbournes. But like, as a fan, I'm like, well, that dude's not in pain anymore. And I mean, he lived to be 76.
It's really cool that like 2 weeks ago, obviously he had to have some sort of understanding of this. And he did that that concert where he's battling through Parkinson's and like just brought the house down. Like that went very viral on my timeline. Like to be able to do that 2 weeks prior, because he knows what he was famous for. He knows what his a lot of what his impact on Earth outside of his family is going to be with. And to be able to do that for the fans, that's kind of cool. I like that.
It's interesting. I never know how to gauge this of like what cross-sects with like what's the intersection of sports fans and like Sabbath and
Osbourne
fans.
No, but I do think he hits
fans.
A lot of people just again like people like me that I listened to zero of his music, but I liked him because of the Osbourne show.
Yeah.
And I just there's an attachment there, and I think a lot of people they have that, whether it was from the music or whether it was from the shows.
You and I actually talked about this before the show. I dropped my oldest kid off at band camp today. And I'm looking around, and again, it's band kids. So, but I mean, it's 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, and it's like there's a Bad Religion shirt. There's an AC/DC shirt. There's a couple Taylor Swift shirts. Where they're woodwinds. What are we going to do? there was a Sabbath shirt. There were a couple Ozzy shirts. And shirts, by the way, I could not wear in high school. So I'm not jealous. I'm happy that they get to experience that.
Why? Would like the school ban it or something?
No, yeah. Like I didn't go. I mean, I public school. But yeah, I mean, if you had a thing of Ozzy Osbourne and with a satanic looking throne, you get a talking to. Please don't wear that again. But no, I was like, it's just so interesting how every generation finds their way to things like that, and I just thought it was so cool. Like, I wanted to get out of the car.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At the kids with like the AC/DC, the Bad Religion. I think there was a Bad Brain shirt where I'm like, that's even on the outskirts of like what I'll listen to. And then the Sabbath shirt, I was like, I just want to like dap up these kids as they go in. I'm like, that's the start. That's where. But it's interesting. Like, I mean, you mentioned the concert, and it's just, I think so much of what Ozzy, why I think Ozzy transcended, not just the opportunities for the Osbournes and the movie appearances, and I think so much of it was he just was a super honest guy. He never really ran away from like when he was just not a great human being or did things that were problematic. And I think people really identified with his struggle. And I think that was evident in like his music, on the fact that like, he's just a poor dude from Birmingham. And that final, I was not on my radar. I listened to the Sabbath, listened to Ozzy all across my playlist, like, but it wasn't on my radar. And that day, I think it was Saturday, that day, dude, I ended up watching every video. And I'm like,
yeah, it was cool.
I was like,
it was very cool.
The dudes in Sabbath, they still kind of do the thing.
I don't know how you feel about the idea that every quick obituary that I've read, or every little like paying homage to him, it has mentioned him biting the bat's head off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he feels like, and that kind of stinks if that's like in everything that everyone writes about.
Have you ever, I don't think Ozzy's going to be bugged.
You think Ozzy's cool about that one? By the time we got to him and the Osbournes, it was Sharon and it was Sim yelling, and he was checked out.
The funny thing is,
lights on, not many people home.
I think Ozzy has talked about it. So have you ever heard the what happened?
No, yeah. I've seen the video.
Yeah.
So I've seen the video, and as far as I can tell, I mean, it's exactly as I described.
There's also a chicken story.
Did the bat go at him, or what? What's the defense of the bat here?
There's a chicken story where somebody threw a live chicken out on the stage, and so Ozzy was, like, having fun, and he was, like, holding up the chicken, and he threw it back into the audience.
And the chicken didn't fly, huh?
The audience took care of the chicken.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Ozzy got blamed for that. It's like, he was just trying to put the chicken back.
Well, yeah, he threw it right in the middle of a mosh pit. I'm shocked. It died.
I guess he didn't realize. This is a true story. So he was so out of his gourd that he...
He thought he was eating a taco?
No, he thought it was a fake bat.
Okay, because I was not going to buy any. I didn't know what I was eating defense. That was not going to work with me.
No, the funny thing is, he told it.
Oh,
he's like,
that poor guy.
Do you think I would have done it if I realized I had to get a tetanus shot and a rabies shot? He had to get all these shots afterwards. He had no idea. Zero idea that it was a real bat. He was that gone in that moment because he was just coming off a show.
I like to believe he doesn't want that everywhere. It's going to be everywhere. I'm gonna live in my world where he's like, yeah, I don't love that. That's all I accomplished and I did. That's what people remember the most.
But here's the thing. This is, to me, the beauty of Ozzy Osbourne and living to be 76 years. He just never ran from it. Like, he did bite a head off a bat, and he's like, well, let me give you the proper context, but I did that.
He used to, like, joke about it, too, in different episodes and stuff. He would joke, and he would take different things and, like, fake bite into it, and it was like they could play off those things back in the early 2000s, you know?
I mean, he had to get, like, 17 shots from it. You would turn that into a bit as well. Like, that's taking something with ultimate good humor. So if you guys are just joining us, we'll get back to sports, talk sports guy. Hold yourself down there. Ozzy Osbourne has passed away. His family is announced at the age of 76. And I really think this is just it's a different band, but there's just a We Salute You thing of like, all right, man. Because it was also, as you saw in the concert, he was in such poor health. And he talked about it, about how he had a neck fusion surgery that made his life miserable after, like, man, you live to be 76. You're not in pain anymore. You got to go out with a great concert and... just congratulations. Congrats. Now, to his family, you say rest in peace. And to his fans, you say rest in peace and hope you guys are okay. But to him, like, man, little salute there. You did it.
What was your favorite song?
Oh, I don't know. Crazy Train's Hard to Beat. I love Nativity in Black by Black Sabbath.
Did you ever see him live or no?
No. No, one of the few like people of that era. Mostly because by the time he was doing Ozfest,
which is
another thing we should have mentioned, by the way, it was such a huge concert, and there were so many more metal bands that I didn't care for that it was like I don't want to be around certain metal fans in that environment. I think it was usually always at Blossom, and I was like, eh. But I wish I would have. He was. I mean, even up until like he lost the ability to walk, the dude could still turn it on. So Ozzy Osbourne has passed away at the age of 76. If you're just finding out this, my bad, dog. Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Jerry Jones, Cowboys owner, back in the headlines as he made these comments. Okay, he made a lot of comments, but he made these comments about the contract stalemate with Micah Parsons.
I would say is contracts are 4 or 5 years. There's a lot of water under the bridge if you step out there and do something in the first 2 or 3. You get hit by a car. Seriously. And so there's a lot to look at over a lot of years that could make a big difference. Have you ever heard of any clubs committing to players and then they didn't pan out after they committed to them? We have.
How do you like this rationalization from Jira?
It was an all-timer from Jerry yesterday. Not only throwing down Micah Parsons, he can get hit by a car. Okay, great. He also threw down Dak Prescott, and then it forced, in many ways, Micah to then retweet J.J. Watt, being like, that's a bold strategy, throwing down your star pass rusher and your quarterback all in one press conference. What a move. Jerry, stay undefeated, man.
He is. And so, okay.
What a treasure. What a national treasure that man is.
I'm so jealous of Dallas Radio that they get to go ahead and talk about Jira every day. Because it's just, I mean, he does a hit on our sister station, The Fan in Dallas. Like, he just really is. He's like Cleveland sports all wrapped up in one human being with the Cowboys. All this being said, somebody just needs to go to Jerry and to Mike Brown and to all these old owners who are like, I'm going to wait this thing out. You're caught. If nothing else, all you're doing is costing yourself money. All you're doing is helping the player. Now that TJ Watt reset the market at $41 million, you know what Micah's going to want? 42. You might have been able to get Micah Parsons 6 months ago at $36 million a year.
On the Max Crosby deal.
Yes.
You might have been able to do that, and now you just can't. And it just, and in the meanwhile, though, here's the problem, is that you just, you pissed off one of your star players. Like, it just, it doesn't make any sense to me, because especially a star player that you know you're going to be dealing with and paying a lot of money to. It'd be like trashing somebody. And then, like, here's the bad analogy I heard earlier that I want to reuse for you here, okay? Like, the idea that if you had a girlfriend that you were dating, like, publicly going on Facebook and being...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And like, she stinks, I can't stand her, but you knew in the back of your mind you're getting back together. Mm-hmm. It's like, she stinks, I can't stand her, she's an awful human. And then, like, you know, when you actually do get back together, it's like, well, why are you with this person then? Like, same thing with Jerry there. Like, you're just going to trash talk Micah Parsons? And then why are you paying him all the money? We know you're going to pay him the money.
We know you're not going to trade him. That's a good point. Like, you knew you're going to pay him. Like, I don't know. Jerry just operates. But you'd think, Jerry's such a smart businessman. He actually doesn't get credit for the impact that he's had. I'm talking about, like, from the casual fan, the impact that he's had on the NFL and the trajectory of it over the last 40 years. He has had a huge impact on turning this into a $25 billion industry. And then he's like, with his own team, we're going to wait to the last second to pay a guy that could make anywhere between $35 and $45 million. And I'm not going to rest until we get him as close to $45 million a year as we possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys do a lot right. I think they're great at branding. I think one of the best in the NFL when it comes to that stuff. I think they're awful at this part of just dealing with players and understanding the market and everything else that's associated with
it. Also hiring head coaches. Just while we're at it.
Yeah, they're not great at that.
When Mike McCarthy is like the best hire you've made since Bill Parcells, like, we got a Wade Phillips in there. We got Jason Garrett in there. Now we got Brian Schottenheimer, who no one was hiring as a head coach.
I mean, it's been 25 years since they've been doing an NFC title game.
Oof. But hey, you keep fighting that fight, little buckaroo.
Go Cows. All right, news on the LeBron James front, and I don't know how this will make you feel or not, but I do think it's interesting. According to John Hollinger, the complications of the CBA prevented the Mavericks and LeBron James from linking up. So apparently there was a lot of conversations. We talked previously about Dallas being a good spot because Kyrie's there, AD's there. Obviously, Jason Kidd was the assistant coach when LeBron won the title with the Lakers in the bubble. Like, there's a lot
It's not the Lakers, which is, I think, what LeBron's biggest issue is.
And he wanted out. That was the point. But ultimately, where it came to head here was that Hollinger noted that returning to the Lakers was not at the top of his wish list entering the offseason, but ultimately, because he exercised the player option, the best the Mavs could do was the MLE, and LeBron decided he didn't want to take the MLE. It's like he had the option. Like, I guess the construct for everything was all set and it was all in play, and LeBron decided he wanted the money over then taking the discounted rate and a chance for a title.
So it's tough because on one hand, we've talked about the narrative benefits for his career at going playing on the MLE and then being the best player on a championship team with Davis, Irving, and Cooper Flagg. On the other hand, it's like, does want to be an NBA owner in the next 3 years. You're going to need every cent you can get on that one.
You need a lot of capital for that. Yeah. But I don't know if this hurts Cavs fans at all. If he would have taken the MLE with Dallas, how that would have... I don't think it would have fractured the relationship any, because it's just not fracturable at this point. But it wouldn't have helped.
Nah, well, my only rebuttal would be, well, the mid-level exception right now, I think, is somewhere between $12 and $15 million a year. The vet min, which is the only thing you could have added him on in any way, is like $3 million. I will say...
Yeah, but you're going to take the discount to go ring hunting. I'm not going to let $10 million stand in the way.
Oh, I mean, you've already taken a $30 million haircut. Now here's another $10 million. Again, it'd be the greatest narrative.
I would just keep going.
If LeBron took a $40 million pay cut to play for the vet men and then won a title in Cleveland in his 23rd year, just walk off in retirement. You've got it. You've got everything you want. At the same point, that's a big haircut.
Well, what's funny is that, so the narrative.
It's a Jeff Phelps type haircut. Take it all, Lord.
It's just all gone. Yeah. Every bit of it. Mm. Sadly, he doesn't get haircuts anymore, as he told us.
Happy birthday to the city of Cleveland. The city of Cleveland turns 229 years old, which Justin Bibb then tried to talk about how we're already starting to claim the lakefront back in his happy birthday Cleveland message.
Nice.
That's an interesting pivot from the Browns leaving the lakefront's going to kill the lakefront in Cleveland. Now, that being said, if you had universal powers, what gift would you give the city of Cleveland?
Well, before we get to that... 722 as an area code had to have been on the table, right? I love that we're 216. My daughter was born on 216. Like, there's a lot that I love about that, but like, if 722 had to have been available, or at least in the conversation. Why didn't why isn't your birthday also what the zip code should be just across the board?
Let me see.
Sure, maybe 722 is like a random place somewhere in the country. It's got to be somewhere random. Like,
it's Mexico in Mexico, Toluca and surrounding areas.
It's Mexico in Mexico.
That's what it says. AI overview, area code 722 is assigned to the state of Mexico in Mexico.
What are you talking about? The state of Mexico in Mexico.
So Mexico has states. Mexico.
I know. So it's
is
Mexico,
a state.
Mexico?
Yes.
That's it?
We've got New York, New York.
I know,
are
I got
we,
it.
Are
I
we jamming
know.
Up anybody?
I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't realize.
Yeah, because it's not in use in America.
No, the difference though is you said New York, New York, but it's not like we have a United States, United States.
Okay.
That's the difference.
That we know of.
Yet. Well, we can. Why can't we hijack this from Mexico?
But the United States, like, United States?
No, 722. I'm happy with 216. I want to stay 216.
That doesn't sound like
when we're coming up with the area codes, we probably could have had this one. And 722 area code's not used in the United States, so that should make it available in general. We don't have to. We can make that work.
Here's the problem, though. It's been 216 for a very...
Well, no, we're not changing it, but like the original thought makers of all this, that's how they should have been mapping these things out.
Okay, area codes came up, I want to say, 60, 70 years ago. They weren't thinking branding back then.
No, this is 229 for a birthday for Cleveland.
I would get them a real mayor. Oh.
Oh, that was just mean. No, That was just mean. I can't come up with a better gift, though. I'm going to get him a bunch of flowers.
Actually, my problem is less with just like
I'll get you another chandelier.
And it's more just with like, I wish we actually had big city leadership, because then we'd still be a big city. Just like 30 years ago. Go back into DeLorean. By the way, you could save the Browns. 50 years ago. Real leaders.
We were a Superman movie. We are a big city. Rich Hill.
Oh, Richard Mountain.
Rich Hill. Yeah, he's going to pitch today. Called up the 45-year-old. And according to ESPN, when he takes the mound today, he will tie Edwin Jackson for the most franchises played for in Major League Baseball history at 14. And he's also going to be the first pitcher 45 or older to appear in a game since Bartolo Colon in 2018. Is this cool, or is this the type of thing that maybe Rich Hill just should have stopped playing baseball a little bit ago?
Every single thing you said is cool, because he didn't really become even close to like an effective big leaguer, like a consistently. Remember, he was in Cleveland once too. He was bad. He was a bad reliever at that point. He reinvented himself as a starter in his early to mid 30s, and he went from, like, if he had topped out right after he left the Indians, I want to say in like 2013, he would have made like $13 million in his career. I think he's made like $100 and some million, all of which have come in the last, it's actually more than that, I believe, all of which has come in the last like decade. Really? That is awesome.
Yeah, it's his 21st season. I mean, yeah. Think about it. 21st season, age 45. I mean, you know, we talk about LeBron all the time in the 23rd season. We talk about Tom Brady playing with the Bucks at 45. Rich Hill just doesn't get the same credit out there, guys.
Maybe. Just maybe.
Might be the talent difference.
It's my love of Oral Hershiser and Denny Martinez and the fact that the Guardians, or the Indians, did this. They had Jack Morris for a hot minute. They did it with hitters, too. Eddie Murphy, Dave Winfield. We did a moment with a morbidly obese Cecil Fielder. Well, I mean, I love when dudes who are, again, not great players in the case of like Denny or Hershiser or Eddie Murphy. I love when really good, not great baseball players hold on and have this resurgence. R.A. Dickey, remember him? He pitched till the wheels fell off.
Of course.
Which is
and his pitch arsenal let him do that, obviously, as a knuckleballer.
But, like, I just love this stuff.
Rich Hill's net worth, $79 million in career earnings. What's interesting, though, so 2023, he made $8 million. He was actually making bank in 2019, all things considered. There's a stretch there in 2017, 2018, 2019, where he made $14, $16, and then $18 million. And outside of that, it basically been nothing. So if he had gotten, as Jerry Jones says, hit by a car, because that happens, after 2016, he would have made, you know, somewhere in the ballpark of like $5 or $6 million.
We're here for Richard Mountain, right? Well done, King. Keep it up. The waiting game with the Guardians in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay,
Your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.